plate a potential nugget.
And one of the things you talk about, Aisha, is in your book, you suggest that we warm up our right brain before we embark on the exercises. You actually ask us to draw something for 5 minutes. You know, I'm trained as my left brain has gone through a lot of training, given I trained as an engineer and I went to B school. But can you throw a little bit of light on how we can sort of warm up our right brain before we embark on some of these exercises that you suggest?
Yes, I think it's kind of going back to your childhood, right? When we were 3 or 4 or 5, we, all of us, drew things and played with crayons, and there was that playfulness in what we were doing. And so I think it's a capability that we all have, but that depending on our education, that we forget. So I want to bring that back to people and say, before you do anything creative, and you don't have to be a designer to be creative, we can all use creative problem solving. Before we get into that space, we need to warm up our creative brain. And it's very similar to what we would do when we go to a gym and we warm up our muscles. So the idea of drawing something is really that same idea of warming up, but in this case, our right brains. And then that centers us and gives a signal to our brains that we're entering the creative space and we're going to think differently and creatively. And I think it's essential. So I try to get people to do that when I work with them. And it does make a difference. It kind of centers them and they give themselves permission to be more creative. Now, the thing that makes drawing difficult for us, I think, is because we judge ourselves and we think, well, if we draw, it has to be a masterpiece. Mm. And nothing can be further than the truth. It's drawing is a language, and we all use that language. You know, we can talk in metaphors and be very visual, right? Mm-hmm. And we can write and we can do math formulas. So it's just one more language and that we've learned as children and we've somehow forgotten. And I just bring that back.
And just like maybe you're staying with it, just like drawing something for 5 minutes as a warm-up, are there 2-3 other things that you do, just out of curiosity, just to sort of get people into a creative frame of mind?
Yes. I ask them about their emotions. And this is something that I learned way back when, similar to your question, we were thinking about, like, how could we help people be in this moment together with us? And I learned that asking people about how they feel right now is very helpful because it suddenly connects them. We call it the elevator from your brain to your heart. And suddenly you connect with your mood in this moment and it gives people a chance to recognize, hey, I might have been doing something else like before I came here. Like, I don't know what you were doing before you and I started talking together. I was doing email. What were you doing?
No, it's 5 a.m. For me, it was just wake up and get ready for a cup of coffee and get ready for the conversation.
Exactly. So if I ask you, like, Deepak, how are you feeling right now?
I'd say energized. Energized is the word that comes to mind. Just an opportunity to listen to somebody in a different part of the world who has a very different perspective on life than the ones I've been exposed to. So just at this point of time, soaking in the wisdom and energized.
Great. And I feel very focused right now to make sure that I can be as clear in this moment as I can be to articulate my thoughts. So just saying that, did it make you kind of connect with yourself for a second?
And it's interesting, Aishay. I think it's sort of in a way back to the point around being present in the moment and being cognizant of how you're showing up. I think it sort of, I felt brought back my attention to, you know, how I'm showing up in this conversation. So
great.
And it's also one of those things that we don't, as you rightly say, we don't give words to. It's sort of one of those things that just remains. But giving language to it and precipitating it, I'm guessing, has its own power in unlocking creativity.
Yes, and so now imagine I go one step further and I ask people not only to kind of say how they're feeling in this moment, I also say, do a quick drawing of how you're feeling. And then people draw emojis or, you know, sometimes they get very creative and they do these wonderful drawings. But even a smiley face can suffice, right? And that, just that can serve as your warm-up for creative thinking. And that's it. Now you're connected with your heart and you've, you know, done some sketching and that, it's really interesting how small adjustments like that can help you think differently or be more open to the process.
Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com.